and sometimes the long winter nap could be a bit longer. I mean, like, I really want to do a podcast.
What?
Right now. I really want to. I want to be here. It's been long enough. It's the Vocal Minority Podcast. You know what I mean. You know I love this.
Why are you... Don't encourage... What?
You know I love
this. We're doing this...
Raise your voice.
We just took a month off.
Labor of love. I know, but I'm just saying it was so much cozier.
We did not take a month, Kristen. How dare you?
Okay, 27 days. Almost a month.
Oof.
Point to a calendar that's got 27 days in a month. Go on. Anytime. I'll wait.
I'm rounding up.
Something where he isn't a month, Kristen.
are the bears out of their caves yet? No, why are we?
Yeah.
It's almost, anyway, it's close to being a Februariar. Februario, anyway.
We're not even halfway through January.
Did we start Februariario?
Our last show was halfway through December.
That's it?
Stop it. Anyway. This is possibly the longest break we have ever taken.
You know what? It probably is. I know there's been a couple, like, 2 and 3 weekers.
Yeah, this was almost 4 full weeks. Thank you very much. You're welcome, Kristen. Thank you, Kristen. You're welcome, boys.
I wonder what Tony would say.
I like that you messed up. Like this.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that good? I'm out of practice, too. It's been a month. Welcome to the Vocal Minority Podcast. All right. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Vocal Minority Podcast and first episode of the new year. We hope everybody had a lovely break. Everybody. Yes. And that you're not fussing over resolutions because you don't need a social construct to remind you of your failings. That's what friends and family are for. On this week's show, we try to catch up on the last month, basically. We're within reason, more or less, because it is us. So we've tried to scale some things back, we promise. But yeah, so TFC, CAMPL, NSL, some national team stuff. Both national teams, actually. Oh, gods. And a match preview. That's right. First match preview of the year. Oh, my gods. Get snacks, people. Get some coffee. Settle in. Get cozy. All right. Now to this month's panel, this week's panel, this year's panel. It's the same panel. Not happy about being dragged back to podcasting, but he still showed up because he loves us or something. Say hello to Duncan Fletcher.
Hello. And how much do I love you? I have a belated Christmas related gift for you and any longtime Vocal Minority listener. So bear with me. So going down to Burlington, like driving down to Burlington on Christmas Day, our car, it's old, the USB jack thing doesn't work anymore, so we have to listen to CDs. And so we found just an old CD of like British Christmas songs. Now that's what I call Christmas.
Nice.
And within that, I discovered that apparently Tom Jones and what's her name? Cerise Matthews, I think it is. Some of the Welsh singer who was slightly a thing back in Britain in the 90s, did a version of Baby It's Cold Outside.
Oh no.
I would not recommend it. It's not good.
Oh no.
But I'm gonna look for it and see if I can add it to the playlist.
Yes. And here's what you should do when you're listening to that. You know, just as we were listening in the car, it kind of just naturally came up between the sort of the two of us there. Because Roz, student of Vocal Minority, and Welsh Tom Jones just instantly sort of goes into the accents there. So basically, hopefully you remember this next December, but in the future, when you hear "Baby, It's Cold Outside," what you should do, get that little sort of Tony Walsh, Carl Robinson voice in your head. Baby, there's coal outside.
Oh. My God.
But baby, there's cool outside. It makes song so much better.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, so next time you're just gently tolerating Bing Crosby or Michael Bublé or what have you, just in your head, baby, there's cool outside.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I can hear the sheep's bray. Baby,
it's Because all I can hear now is baby, there's cool outside.
Yes.
Oh, no. Shirley Bassey. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you for that gift, Duncan. That was glorious. Well worth it.
You're all welcome. That's the only thing I'm bringing to this podcast because I haven't paid attention to anything. So that's all I got.
The song
it's okay.
Is
you
on
haven't
the
had to watch a single match for a month, Duncan. It's okay. You're good. More or less happy that there aren't more kids to talk about on this particular show because it would be so, so long. Please say hello to Mark Hinckley.
Getting longer though, and it's weird.
I know. I'm sorry.
I know the World Cup is right there and they're not all out yet, and that's going to be like three shows.
It's going to be a two-part show is what it's going to be.
Kristen, there's going to be at least 96
40.
Kits. At least 96 kits.
I just realized
some teams get a third.
Some countries will have a third.
Yeah, I don't like if we had the influence with our audience to kind of hold it hostage in a Patreon hell of some kind, it would be funny to do that, but I can't imagine anybody would give an extra dollar to hear us go on about kits for fucking 6 hours.
I feel like this
Let
is
us know
what,
though.
This,
yeah,
this is
tell
what,
us.
This is what the kitten nerds, whatever kitten stadium.
Kitten stadium. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, the thing you did with the two of you and Alan and Brenton and Jeff, that kit related podcast, you know, I mean, come on.
I love those guys, honestly. Mm. But those are times I don't necessarily need to go back to. And if somehow that could ever have gotten shorter. That could have gone to YouTube. Like, we could have taken that somewhere else. But given that it took us like 2.5 hours to get through 8 kits once, I can't. I can't.
96. So 12 times 2.5
hours. Oh, my
hours.
God.
You could go for over a day.
Yeah, it's like part 27. We're just halfway through Group H. Fuck. But as everyone would know, I would happily talk about kits maybe for that long on my own. So that's not good either.
It's not outside the bound. Yeah. As for me, yay. Podcasting is back. Woo! Or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Kristen Knowles, and let's try to get to the show. All right. First up, what's been happening? Well, everything's been happening, so we're just breaking it up into our usual sections. But we are going to start off with TFC, who have indeed, over the last month, signed some players. No, but really,
bonkers.
They did.
Bonkers.
They signed some players.
Lie. Which academy? What is that?
Which academy kid got promoted? Yeah. Well, that's TFC, Malik Henry.
Were they TFC 5 or 4 players? And when do they get signed by Kansas City? Is it next year or the year after?
They have to swap off in Nashville first.
Well, look, it's just not here. That's the whole point, is it's not here. It's
That's
never
fair.
Here.
All right. But the first news confirming, I was trying to do this. I tried to do these in date order, more or less. Yeah, it's close. Sean Johnson, as we suspected and expected, longer with TFC, did sign with DC United, which is not what I expected. Why not? Why not? Good luck, Sean.
Yeah, best of luck to him.
Thank you for your service.
At DC United.
For occasionally making us look like a good team. That was very kind of you. We appreciate it.
I hope you got a leaving bonus, not because we don't want you here, because you fucking earned it.
No kidding.
Here's double all the therapy that it cost you. We're sorry we did that to you. Bless you, sir. Bless you, sir, and all the best.
Yes, but it's for the best all around that, you know, he's not here anymore. I mean, are DC any good? Is he going to have a better time there? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, they've been pretty meh for several seasons now too, right? So
he's going to find out the hard way like everyone else. Oh my God, these guys are a nightmare.
Next up, some defensive help. in the form of left back Matheus Pereira from Deportivo Santa Clara. So Portuguese player through to. Oh,
I thought he was. I thought he was Brazilian, or I was thinking of somebody else.
He is Brazilian, but he plays in Portugal.
Okay.
So yeah, so our new Brazilian left back, who plays in Portugal, played in Portugal, now plays in Toronto. Signed through the 27-28 season with the delightful club option, which is probably when he gets traded to Nashville or something, for the 28-29 season. Seems, again, on paper, looks all right. Doesn't look amazing. 25, so, you know, youngish, which is nice. We like when we don't sign all the old players. And, you know, I like that they're looking for someone on the left side. Again, is he going to be backup to Richie? Are they expecting, you know, Richie to eventually move on again, sort of thing? Because Richie often plays on, you know, so we'll see. But
move on to right wing or back to the next,
who knows?
Nottingham Forest.
Yes, exactly. Back to Nottingham Forest. They're just going to move him back and forth, you know.
They're going to get relegated to the Championship. So once they get there, they'll have room for him.
Actually, he's again. I took a look at his back when they signed him in at the end of December, and you know, he looks solid. He doesn't look outstanding, but he also doesn't look like, why the fuck would you sign this guy? So,
It's all about the ticket sales and everything. They're just going after the, you know, they've come to abandon the Italian community and now to go after the Portuguese Brazilian community. Bring this guy in. They will love him.
Well, then they're going to love the next signing that finally, Jesus Lord, a month later, pretty much, or almost a month later, Walker Zimmerman, officially official. So the thing we all knew and had known for weeks, a week and a half ago, was officially announced. And there's been, if you're not on any of TFC's social media, you've missed any number of videos. There was the official welcome video when he landed at the airport and the first time he went to the BMOT G. They only officially presented him to the media the other day when everyone reported for fitness tests and everything the first day of everyone back at BMOT G. And then they had a media day presenting Zimmerman. I was like, really? Dude's been here since the middle of December. What the hell? But anyway, it is official. So that's good. I still think it's a good signing, even if he is not, you know, quite at the stature that he was. I don't think you can discount this kind of veteran MLS defensive knowledge and ability. I'm happy that he's here. But I've been struggling, and you two, I need your help.
Go on.
How do we work in a Walker Texas Ranger pun with him, but make it not? I've been struggling with this. Is it just too much? Can we just not make it happen? It seems so natural, but then it didn't seem like it fit him. So,
I mean,
like he played in Nashville.
I know, but there's possibly other Walkers.
Famously in Texas. It's like, Jesus Christ.
It's near.
Like,
not really.
I know.
Like, why not?
I mean, he's from Georgia, so it doesn't help at all. So
didn't he play for Dallas? For Walker Zimmerman?
Did he play for Dallas?
Like way back when, I feel like he did, which is very
Texas.
Oh,
you're right.
Related.
Like a decade ago. Yeah. That's a good point.
Perfect. Jesus.
I know. This is such a struggle. So like I said, I know I was reaching with this one, so I should just leave it alone.
Walker Zimmerman, Texas transplant? Let's just move away from the show and just go for, like, bro, you've moved a lot. So That's look, I don't have anything for it because that was a show
I
I didn't
know, I
watch.
don't either. I shouldn't have even brought it up. I feel embarrassed. I should have done this in the group chat. We could have workshopped it before I made the
Yeah,
fool of
this is
myself, as I
just
often do.
shoddy hosting, shoddy
It really
podcasting
is.
all
It
around.
really is.
I
Although
expect
I
better
do love the
standards.
pronunciation guide. Zim Erman is the
Zimmerman.
official Zimmerman. There's a real big emphasis, according to TFC's press
That's
release.
not how pronunciation goes, bro.
It's really not.
There's a capital M in that myrrh.
Zimmerman.
Oh
Merman.
no.
Wasn't Merman like a He-Man villain or something?
I think so.
Or one of He-Man's friends or Skeletor's friends, either way, I
Well, if
don't
Skeletor was French, he would refer to as a merman. Au
know.
revoir.
Or German. Zimmerman.
The merman.
That's
Ja,
very
the merman
funny.
is good here. He's done already. We didn't even mean it, and he's already done.
No, yeah, beautiful, wonderful, love it.
We're gonna get Skeletor with a beret pointing at him.
And then not a signing but a re-signing. Derek Etienne Jr. has been re-signed.
Wow.
I know, I knew
Wow.
you'd
How did
be
we do that?
really excited about this, Duncan. I thought of you immediately.
I am completely overwhelmed with rapture and joy and all of the good thoughts about this. Wow. Oof.
Anyway, I like him. I know you don't. It's okay. Oh God, the pronunciation guide's so bad. I shouldn't even have looked. Oh no. But
Etienne.
yeah.
Etienne.
To be fair, I would say that the pronunciation guide has brought great entertainment to us over the
That
years.
is true. Through the years,
So,
it
if
very much
anything,
has.
that's way more value to bring it up. I also,
Fair, fair.
especially when it's like the most common ass name. How do you pronounce John Smith? That's a great answer. That's a great question, MLS. Let's see what the answer is. Oh. That's how
Survey
you say it.
says, yeah.
And neither part is capitalized, which is even stranger.
I
It's John Smith. Oh.
know. Anyway, so he signs through the coming season with options for the following two seasons. So, at least they didn't throw a giant contract at him, Duncan. Does that make you feel slightly better?
Sure.
I will say, I don't know if it's a fun fact, but I did watch a little bit of one of the videos on Instagram, I think probably of them, getting ready for whatever fitness test doing the first day at the BMOTG. And it was like, what was your goal for your first for the fitness test or the first day? And like half of them were like to beat Derek. It was like a running theme. It was like, wait, what? Why does everyone want to beat Derek? And it was like they're like, why not? And I was like, okay, sure. It was very strange. So I just wonder, is he really just that fit, or does he just brag about being fit? And so I don't
Is
know.
he really good? Is he really bad? Is he like exactly in the middle? And yeah, this is a legitimate target for a lot of people. I'm intrigued as
Yeah.
to where that comes from.
Yeah, so there you go. And then the signing that seemed like maybe it was going to happen, but isn't probably, and none of us are terribly upset about that. And that was the big rumor that Josh Sargent was imminently about to be signed by TFC for a fuck ton of money. But instead, his parent club is like, that's not enough money. Fuck you. Give us more millions for this underwhelming American.
Kristen, I was secretly just hoping.
We're just negotiating at this point.
I was secretly hoping when you started that, his parent club is that you were just going to stop. His parents wanted more money. They're like, oh, that's MLS right there. That's so MLS.
Ah, it's like Kawhi Leonard's uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. all right. So Josh Sargent's going to get a job with some other sort of local team. Rogers are going to employ Josh Sargent as a customer service agent for an extra like $5 million a year, but he never actually shows up for work. But yeah, nothing to do with TFC.
I guess if we want, like, there's a little bit of controversy about the whole thing, is that he knew that TFC was trying to sign him, and Norwich was, you know, had an FA Cup tie to play, and he benched himself. He sat out. Like, it was not the manager's decision. He messaged Clement the day before, said, you know, transfer's coming, I'm not playing. And Josh sent me a message on Saturday evening saying he would not be available because of transfer things in his head. Everyone is very, very angry. And the club is mad. And now again, they're asking for more money than probably TFC want to play, because what was it, 18 million?
Yeah, I think I've seen that. And then if you like, it says, oh no, Norwich want 26 million or whatever.
Yeah,
or,
yeah. And but also, yeah. Wrexham's trying to make a play. Like, what? Come on now.
Yeah. Well, you know, that'll play big over here. It's all, oh, you actually got an American now playing for Wrexham.
It's drama.
Yeah, it's all just in the negotiating phase. That'll probably still happen. But, you know, Norwich has got to, like, you know, put up a fight and, you know, at least look mean and tough and what have you. Whether they actually get more money out of it or not, who knows?
Yeah,
it'll probably happen.
So, like I said, the three of us are underwhelmed at the prospect of Sargent being striker for Toronto. I was looking through comment sections and stuff to sort of see what the reactions were, and it was a lot of our thoughts, which are kind of like, really, him, huh? And then everyone like, oh, but just wait, you see how many goals he'll score in MLS. No. Like, but no. Will he? But will he?
Yeah,
$18 million, man.
How many goals? How many goals should Lorenzo Insigne have scored in MLS?
Ooh,
Jesus,
good point.
Yeah, fair.
But and we waited, didn't we? We did. Waited, and we saw that it was not a lot. Mm-hmm. It would be nice if they went after somebody who actually had a scoring record, and then we got him instead of like, maybe he'll do it here
because it's MLS and not this place.
Like that's not top five league in the world mentality. That's not. You're not. We're gonna overpay for a guy who's stuck on the bench because he's got an attitude problem. Perfect. Perfect signing. Does he know of other players in similar situations? We should sign them too. Just go bring Campiel already. Just pick one of those guys. It can't possibly be less of a problem than this.
It'd be good for, you know, fans and what have you, at least. You know, headline writers, I'm sure, would enjoy it.
Yeah.
Get the hell here. Oh, it's like Sergeant Slaughter.
We could go to town with the puns. That's true.
There's various different sergeant related things that are out there, I'm sure.
True.
Sergeant Pepper, Lonely TFC Fans Club. We'll see if it happens. Yeah, Duncan's probably right in that this is all just part of the negotiations. And like tomorrow or the next day after we've recorded, it'll all be sorted out. All right. So that's the main stuff in TFC land. Of course, there's been a breathless number of All For One videos that have somehow been recapping last season. I've yet to watch a full one.
Who doesn't want to see
to
more
look back on
of
that
season?
Yeah. But I will say, what some of it seems to be is, yep, we know we fucked up here. oh, this is where we made a big mistake and we were hoping that the tides would turn and they didn't, you know? So there is at least a deeply apologetic note to a lot of them from what I can tell. So that's good. Self-aware question mark?
Yeah, that's refreshing and overdue. That's the word I was looking for, is overdue. Yeah. That is overdue by fucking seasons. And I mean, you know, no time like the present, but thanks-ish? Thanks-ish. We'll go thanks-ish.
All right. Well, let's turn our attention to some of the goings-on in the Canpiel. And we are going to cast our minds back to the end of December, because we have not had a chance to talk about this. And I don't know, we're probably not going to get too deep into it, but it must be mentioned. So Canpiel is not without its drama with the teams, usually with the teams and their relation either to the city in which they play, sometimes the teams to their masters at the Canpiel front office, even though it's all one and the same thing, basically. But, you know, whatever. It's usually drama, club, city, club, stadium, whatever, right? Mm. No. This time it's club and former coach. God, I still can't get over this. So the former coach of the Seagulls, Afshin Gottby, says that he loaned the team $500,000.
Woof.
And that they haven't paid any of it back. And that with interest, they owe him over $700,000.
How much interest is he charging?
That's like, I don't know. It's a lot.
That's like 40%.
Well, it's over 2 years so far. Like, I know.
20%
a year. What?
Did it accrue every month?
Did he use his credit card to give him the $500,000?
I mean, look.
Rob Friend is the one who made this deal. I don't know, man.
What I want to know is, okay, let's dunk it. Let's
role play
a little bit. Sure. I will play the role of an employee, and you're gonna be my boss, and you're gonna ask me for a loan for $500,000. Okay, ready?
Yeah. Okay.
And scene, go.
All right. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
It's going well, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, thanks. So you enjoying being here?
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, it's great. The coffee machine works wonderful. The parking spot near the door, I love it. That's great.
Perfect. The reason I ask to keep this going, we're going to need you to give us. I realize, you know, the basic thing is you work for us, therefore we give you money. But to be able to do that, we're going to need you to give us $500,000.
You know what? I quit. Fuck this place.
Oh, hello.
Hello. That's the sound of a door slamming.
Hello.
And scene.
Hello.
How the fuck did it get to the point where your employers asked you for money and you said, okay, sure? Like, what the ever-loving naive fuck is that?
Yeah. So.
I mean, hopefully, there's some kind of agreements in there. You know, when the World Cup money comes in and the SB and the CPL are just absolutely swimming in money, I think if it goes to him, was that arranged? Hey, what are you doing, guys?
Anyway, so Gottby claims that in July of 2023, Rob Friend came to him and said that the Seagulls were experiencing cash flow problems and asked if he would be willing to help the club financially. So he spoke with Dean Shillington, who is the CEO of 6-5, whatever the hell, 6-5 Sports and Entertainment. At least it's not 6-7.
They really missed out on a chance for some good marketing there.
Yeah. Agreed to advance $500,000 loan at a rate of 12% per year. Oof. And a repayment date of the following year. Like, so then things, you know, obviously he's been waiting, you know, the repayment day approached and then Shillington said, you know, we need a little more time. Can we extend the repayment date and increase the interest rate to 20%?
Oh,
Who let these people do business? The fuck? Anyway, I don't know what's happening with this right now, but holy fuck. Like, what a bad look for Campiel, for Rob Friend, who already has a big cloud hanging over him for the whole Pacific FC, Vancouver FC, you know, sort of like felt like abandoning one club for the other and just any number of things, right? Like it's so much. It's just, but the club is in soap. $500,000 from your coach? Also, good investment. Good job, Gopi, for having that like in your back pocket.
Oh yeah.
The hell?
Yeah.
Do you need an adult daughter? Like, I don't know, man. Like, Jesus Christ. I'll see if I can get adopted here. But anyways, it's a crazy, crazy thing. It's yeah, it just boggles my mind. And it worries me from a fan perspective of Canadian soccer, of just the absolute instability of the Campiel.
I'm
Like,
like, I can't. Like I this is that whole, the whole sausage principle. I really don't want to know any more of what's in this fucking
I'm
thing.
so tired of knowing about the sausage. Like,
I'm
oh God, what
exhausted.
fillers are in that
Everything is
one?
just filled with like
No. There's so
lies and
oh
excrement, and I don't need it
God.
anymore.
I know. It's
It's
so
so
demoralizing.
Fucking bad. And if it's
I
not,
just want to be a fan. I just want to have some
I'm just
fun and poke at them a little bit because the teams are bad, not because of this.
right. I want the banter to be strictly on-field performance,
Yes,
and
bad
that's it.
kits, whatever, you know, but Jesus Christ.
Like, it just hurts so fucking bad. And like this leads to like this leads to more quite like not this situation where the coach loaned the club money. Like that's just like one part of it. My thing is, how the fuck did Rob Friend get into this league twice? That's really the question I
Yeah.
have. Like if there are communities, you know, lining up to get involved, how the fuck did he get in twice? What do those other fucking bids look like? Where Rob Friend was allowed to get, you know what? Double down. Just like split the hand, and you can have another hand on this part of the table too.
Yep.
And just questionable vetting. Like, who are these other scam artists that are dying to put a team in London, Ontario, and Quebec City, and Moncton, and Regina, and Saskatoon? Like, who are these charlatans? I want to meet them, name and shame, guys. Let's get to this and eradicate them from the planet. How the fuck is this a thing? It's just, anyway, it hurts.
It's yeah, I just
With friends like this,
who needs interest?
20%. It's like a bad credit card. Holy shit. Your financial advisor would not agree to this anyway.
No, I don't think
Oh,
so.
your financial advisor fired your ass already. They stopped taking your calls a long time ago.
It's so terrifying. Oh, it's so terrifying. Anyway, let's when we know more, we'll talk about some more. Again, admittedly, I didn't I that was all when I was looking for information. There hasn't been any new news, but if anybody knows anything, by all means, please tell us. But let's move on to some player stuff. And a few big moves in Campiel player wise, and we've talked about some of them already because they happened before the break, but the two recent ones, Marco Carducci, honestly, surprisingly to me, guess he just, I think maybe he really wants to go play for Sarnia. I don't know. Anyway, so Marco Carducci left Calgary to go play for the Wanderers.
All right, sure.
Like, probably not a bad move. And then Nathan Ingham has gone to Calgary.
Yeah.
From Ottawa. Like, I was like, what? But you just wanna, what? I don't know. That one confuses me more than anything. Like, Marco Carducci leaving his hometown side, still a little strange, but fine, whatever. But I'm like, you just won the championship. Your club has the probably close to the most money out of any club, and you're going, what? I'm so confused. But congratulations. Anyways, yeah, it's those are the two recent ones. We knew about Chouinard obviously going to Supra, which made a ton of sense. I'm not used to calling them Inner Toronto. To me, they're still the YU guys.
They're always going to be York 9. Let's just call them York 9 and save everybody,
I guess,
a headache.
You want
continuity? Listen to another podcast, people. Come on. That's not us.
It's weird. So yeah, Adekugbe is gone, and obviously we know they signed Ollie Bassett. Nimick signing, you know, that was last year. So this is like not a big thing, but like the two keepers, those are the big ones. Those are two of the best players in the league, who left, you know, Calgary, as much as we dislike them, is always one of the top teams. And Ottawa, again, top teams. So it's a bit fascinating for me to see that they switched.
Yeah. Did Ottawa or Halifax? You just said Ottawa, then you were talking about Halifax earlier.
Well, because because Carducci went to Halifax but left Calgary, which is, again, always one of the top teams. And it's his hometown. So lots of success there, well-liked, obviously has a ton of support. But my guess is that he wants to go play for Sartini, which I understand. But Ingham leaving Ottawa to go play for Calgary, that one is a bit of a mind boggler to me. But yeah, I love the silly season when players are jumping all over the place. It's great. Why not? We wait for this, right? So
I think the thing that kind of surprises me is that it's like we're trading bishops, you know, like,
yeah.
It's a terrible euphemism, but like, work with me here. Like, they're important pieces of your chess team, you know, your chess side, but like, I'm going to give up my bishop and I'm going to get this bishop in exchange. Like, that's just a one for one, guys. like Halifax is the winner here and Ottawa is the loser. However, every time I think Ottawa is the loser, they've got somebody waiting who's going to be fucking dynamite and under the age of 18. And it's going to fucking mess with me when he gets in the bet and just has a lights out fucking season. Let's in four goals all season long. Two of them were penalties and he was hurt. Like, it's just going to be crazy. So the fact that the trades are just I think what I was more hoping is Carducci goes to
Switzerland. Ottawa and Ingham to Calgary.
No, like he goes abroad.
Yes.
Instead of
the
just
hell out of dot.
Instead of just like being within the ecosystem.
Yeah.
And like the kid that they bring in is like either like somebody's backup who's now going to get us basically this is a trial for a starting job, or, you know, like that kind of movement.
Yeah.
Instead of just like, okay, now it's my turn to have Carducci. Like, it kind of feels a bit like that. Like, okay, fine, but I get Ingham. Like, I don't know. It's just weird seeing the interleague movement when it happens, especially like status for status, like for like, and in this case, also position for position.
Yes. Well, that was the thing, that it was just like, you know, arguably the two best, or certainly two of the best keepers in KMPL, who are part and parcel reasons for their teams being successful, you know, like, but I do, I want to move away from them just for a moment, because I meant to put this in my notes and I didn't, but I just want to highlight a defender that the Wanderers just signed from the Whitecaps Academy system for his name. And he's also following Sartini, clearly, because he played under him, or because he got a little bit of first team experience. His name is Finn Linder.
I'm sorry. I believe
Finn Linder.
No, Finnish. The demonym is Finnish, not Finland.
No. But it's
Lapland. Yeah.
No. Finnish. Kristen. I expect better of you, Kristen, because
I know. I'm sorry. It really is. It's this first show of the new year. It's really thrown me off.
Finn anyway, Linder, yeah, for real?
Finn Linder.
Like Linder.
Linder. Finn. Yeah. Finn Linder is his name.
Was there's got to be jokes about parents' names, and I can't come up with them right now.
I don't know. I am delirious with excitement just based on his name. Like, I love this so much. What a great name! What a great name! It's fabulous.
It sounds like, you know, a alter ego for a B-level comic book. Like,
100%. You
know, Starman by day is known as Finn Linder. Like,
Finn Linder,
what?
Yeah. I know.
Guys.
I know. Actually, Calgary, an unexpected departure from Calgary is Shamit Shomi.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is surprising.
That was today. And also Gutierrez.
Okay.
Diego Gutierrez is also gone. Yeah, I was like, really? You're not going to try and keep them?
Ooh.
Again? Two of your, like, what is happening in Calgary?
Looking through the CPL news, all the little headlines of it, there's an Inter Toronto sign, experienced Mexican defender Raul Lopez. You click on the article, he's apparently out of 300 appearances in Liga MX. An earned experience with the Mexican national team across multiple international competitions. Maybe not caps, but experience, which all sounds somewhat impressive. And then you get a few paragraphs down. Most recently, Lopez competed in Europe with FC Rangers. Don't know how exactly you pronounce that. But yeah, guess where they played. Guess what league he is essentially coming from.
Oh.
Is that Belgium?
No.
The Singaporean league.
No.
Oh God, where?
Andorra.
Wow. Shut your face.
Wow, what a coup.
Andorra?
Wait, like the league in Andorra, like, not Andorra FC, the third division team in Spain?
He's probably gaining experience in the Andorran top flight.
Wow.
There's more than one flight in Andorra?
How many flights are there in Andorra?
20,000 people, top flight. Well, yeah. It just means he couldn't crack it in San Marino. That's all I'm reading.
Like Liechtenstein didn't have a cool. Andorra.
That's kind of like saying I've been to Japan. Oh yeah, it was a layover, but I've been to Japan.
Oh, he did actually. He did apparently play 7 times for Mexico. He's got 7 Mexican caps in the day. Most recently at the 2017 CONCACAF Gold Cup. So, Andorra is where we came from. So that kind of takes the shine off it a little bit.
A little bit.
They buried the lead for that one.
As one should.
Yes.
And then, before we talk about the big coach signing, who's the kid that announced, basically beat Hamilton to the punch by announcing that he'd signed there before the team had a chance to? Some Spanish kid?
I can't think of his name.
That's always a good look.
Okay. God, what is his name? Back to the home.
I don't know.
Shit, where is it?
I'm not
Why
even
you
sure
should
where I could
have your
find it.
notes available, Kristen. So out of practice. It's
It's
terrible. It's terrible
fine.
podcasting.
It's fine. Just
Ismail Okatokawan?
yes, nailed it.
Okatokawan?
Yep.
Must
Yes.
be.
It's beautiful. I'm so proud of myself. Anyways, yeah, apparently on social media, he announced that he had signed with the team before the team had a chance to announce that he had signed with the team, which is kind of funny.
Okey-dokey.
Anyway, he's your new striker.
Wow.
Okie-dokie, yes.
Wow, I'm getting Josh Sargent vibes off of that one. That's nice.
He's a young striker with good energy. There we go. He's 19. Oh, he's a baby.
Oh, okay.
You'd
I'm all
hope
for
he has
signing.
energy.
I'm all for signing the ones who aren't near the end of the career. That's always a win.
Yes, there you go. Agreed. But yes, let us the big, I guess the big news of the day is the Seagulls' new coach, Martin Nash. Welcome back to coaching. So
He seems like another one of those. He's going to be at every team in the league by the time he's done, isn't he?
I
So
think so.
it's
Yeah,
just
he's making the
Vancouver's turn now.
rounds. Yeah.
Eventually, he's going to
So
break
yeah,
have to break out of BC.
he's been the interim since July, and now they have officially signed him through to the end of the 2027 season as their manager. So I guess the V Cup run, etc., has impressed Mr. Friend and Co. So yeah, he's got the job. Welcome officially, Martin.
$250,000.
Was the fee he had to pay to be the
Yes,
coach?
no, but that's what he's loaned the club so far. So, like,
Oh dear.
why
What
would
how
you
much
agree
interest is
to
he
this
getting?
job knowing that the last guy put him
I
on? I'm sorry. You know what the worst part is?
No, it's a good question. It's
I
a
knew
good
all of this.
question.
I knew all of this because I've been still following the shit as the holidays rolled through, and only right now am I putting into thought and words why, knowing what you
Yeah.
know,
Yeah.
unless of course he signed it before that came out, which is entirely possible.
I mean, how, like, he has to have known, though. Like, he's been the interim coach since last July. Like, there has to have been,
True,
he has
yeah.
to have overheard a conversation in the office, or, Gompie has to have, like, maybe pulled him aside. Dude, don't do that. I don't know. Did you give them money? Don't give them money. Rob will never pay you back. Oh no. Anyway. Oh, Campiel. Why must you be like this?
Where do we start?
I know. Oh dear. Oh God, Mark, you've got a game to go to in a few weeks.
Shh, if I don't think of
I'm
it, it won't ha I won't be I won't
kidding.
talk myself out of go.
I won't get frostbite if I don't
Yeah.
think about
Yeah,
it.
if Like it's what's particularly hilarious is that you are saying this to me right now as I can hear the wind howling out my window. I'm like, oh, that did not make me feel
Well,
any better.
today's a bad example as the temperature is dropping like a stone and the snow is swirling around. This is
But it's just
it'll
the
be fine in 3 weeks,
but it's the
Mark.
that's going out
Oh
my window. I
dear.
don't even know if that got picked up. But like all I can think of is like, oh, this is Yeah, that's gonna future suck. It's not gonna suck now. It's gonna suck in the future when I freeze my ass off. And I didn't even get a chance to upgrade to fancy seats because apparently everyone else has figured out how to do that.
Oh
So I'm
no.
sitting normies, and
Oh.
that's not I'm not you know I'm not hating on sitting with the normies, but it's cold and it's unsheltered and anyway, let's at this point I'm just hoping I can make it through a half. I don't,
Fair.
it could be nice. Yesterday was lovely. You know, like I could have handled yesterday as a game.
Yeah, you could have done absolutely. That was doable.
Anyway.
That was doable.
Thanks for the
Oh
reminder, though. I
dear.
appreciate it.
No problem. All right, on to NSL. And The first thing, this is not, this is, so this is something that we've sort of, we've joked about, but somewhat with seriousness, is that the NSL is just going to, like, one city at a time, save Canadian soccer. But also that they're going to march into, we talked about this before the break, they're going to go into Winnipeg and get an NSL team in Winnipeg before a CanPL team comes back. And so, much to our delight, absolute delight, not so long ago, there was an Instagram post and a Facebook post. There was a social media blast by Red River Rising, which is the supporters group for the now defunct Winnipeg CanPL side, that said, hey, anyone, for anyone interested in supporting an NSL side, we have a survey for you. Want to fill it out? Response was overwhelming. They actually, I think they have to turn off responses. I can't remember what it was. Rob Gale was promoting it, because we all know that Rob Gale is just waiting in the wings. He's just waiting.
Does he have half $1 million?
Oh, this is NSL. NSL doesn't have.
Yeah, dude, this is a professional. It's fine.
DMAPS doesn't do that to her coaches. No, no, no.
No.
That was the first foray, which was, and as someone who, you know, all of us were, well, Mark and I were, Duncan, you were year two or year one for TFC? Year one, year two.
Oh, the season tickets?
Yeah.
First time I actually got a season ticket was in year three.
But you were going.
I went to probably about 3 or 4 games in the first year, and it's like 7 or 8 in the second year, and then had season tickets.
But the survey of supporters is a time honored tradition, and we've seen that happen with Hamilton. It certainly happened with Toronto. It was like, hey, you people who already support soccer as a bit of a group, would you support blank? And not so long after, a team magically appeared. Not magically, but anyway. But then my favorite sort of little follow-up thing very recently is that, where's the thing with Desiree that I posted in the group chat?
Oh, where she took a position with that Northwest FC.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. So yeah, so then Desiree Scott is now the new director, the technical director, for Northwest FC, FC Northwest, in Winnipeg.
Ah,
oh, really? I was Winnipeg? Gonna
say, okay, where, in Northwest, where is, what actually is this team? Just Northwest. I mean, I was going to guess, you know, somewhere near Alaska, instead the Yukon or what have you.
Anyway, BC, so this is a lower level team in Manitoba. Obviously,
we do not mean Northwest Canada. We mean Northwest Winnipeg.
Mm. Yes.
Okay.
But again, one of the other things is that, you know, we take a smaller club to use as building block, feeder, etc., etc. Anyway, I love that Desiree's gone back home and she's just putting down some soccer roots there. And it's not suspicious or indicative of anything at all. Nope. That was probably already in the works before she retired, long before anything else was going on. And now I am starting, you know, I'm connecting dots that may not even be there, but I just, to me, and also we, you know, we've heard Diana Matheson talk about wanting to expand in the Midwest of Canada. This screams that they are trying to get a club into Winnipeg in the next 2 years. So don't be surprised, people. Don't be surprised.
I just hope they stick with naming tradition and go with something dumb like Valor. It's been Valerie FC.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Only if everyone sings the Steve Winwood song.
Oh my God, Duncan.
Yes.
Duncan, 2026, and you are fucking killing it. If, okay, I know we haven't talked about the scarf Patreon for a while, but like our Kickstarter. But if we can get into that double premium tier, I will start printing Valerie FC for Winnipeg scarves tonight. Instead of like the wheat, it'll be like strands of hair. It's just going to be really tacky. But the name matches, and it be like, oh my God, Duncan, that is art. That's art. Again, thank you.
You're welcome. That went better than I expected. Okay.
Also, it was like right there. I don't know how the fuck I didn't come up with it the first time. I'm embarrassed. That's really good.
All right. It's okay. Anyway, so just general, you know,
Velour
FC. To look forward to, perhaps.
Velour FC. Think of the scarves, Mark. Velour.
Oh, no. I don't want to think of those. Wearing that around my neck in the fucking
so
summer?
No, exactly. Gross.
Oh, I can already feel it phantom sticking to my neck.
Okay. No. Okay. That's a no. Okay.
But no, strong though. Strong.
I mean, make my kids are the velour.
Okay, now we're talking.
Stop it. No.
At least the jackets.
Okay, the jackets. That's
yeah,
different.
See, I knew we could come to a middle ground.
The velour jacket, that's classy. All right. There are some player announcements, player movements, player things. Samantha Chang, who was one of the top players for Vancouver last season. And it was a bit of a 1-2 punch because one day it was like, oh, Samantha Chang is leaving Vancouver? The hell? And then the next day, oh, she's coming home. She's playing for Toronto now. So she's been signed to AFC Toronto. And that is, that's a good signing. That's a good signing. She was a very good player for Vancouver. She was very popular, and now she will be here. So congratulations, Samantha. And then Victoria Pickett, she played very much. Anyway, so Victoria Pickett commits to Toronto. We'll be playing in Toronto next season, or this upcoming season, because it is 2026 now. So that's great. So that's good. So she was playing in the NWSL. So now she's back here in Toronto for the season. Congratulations, Victoria. But probably the biggest news now is that Emma Reagan, who, again, very popular in Toronto, very good player we liked, occasional national team, has gone to the NWSL to join, I don't know, this new player for the national team, Janine Sonis?
Oh, the new kid? Whatever.
The new kid,
right,
yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For the Denver expansion side in the NWSL. And so it was very strange, as some football signings and things are, because when it was announced that she was leaving, you know, the AFC Toronto did, and she did as well, did big social media blasts saying farewell, because again, well-liked, one of their best players, will be missed. But it was an undisclosed team. It's just, she was going to the NWSL. Undisclosed team, undisclosed fee, which that one's not so surprising. But now has been announced that she's joined the Denver Summit.
Ew.
Yeah, yeah, it's a terrible name. But the Denver NWSL team is collecting Canadians, it seems. So Emma Regan, Janine, still so weird, Nichelle Prince, now is going to be playing there, apparently. And I thought there was one more younger kid. Nichelle's joining Boston. Sorry, I thought she was also going to Denver. I was like, what is happening? So she's just trading teams. Well, she was obviously going to be trading teams, but I thought she was going to Denver. Never mind. I apologize.
Boy, right.
I know. All these errors. God, terrible first show back. My goodness. So, yeah, that's some big some big news in the land of AFC Toronto players. Let's see. Oh, right, the Vancouver. So nothing. There have been some player signings in the last day, but the thing we're going to talk about for Vancouver, just because it's just, again, this is the one of the only times I've ever like quirked an eyebrow at the NSL and went, everything okay there? You guys all right? Okay, just checking. Vancouver Rise FC announces leadership transition. Ed, heading into your second season, Ed, your club president's leaving. Okay, that doesn't feel good.
But it's a transition, Kristen.
It's
so
a transition.
So who's the new person? What's the new?
They we don't. We, yeah, they there isn't one yet. So during this is the part that makes me nervous, more nervous. During this leadership transition, Vancouver Whitecaps FC executive team will provide strategic and operational support.
Okay.
And the club thanks King for her contributions in establishing Vancouver Rise FC and wishes her well in her future endeavors.
Okay.
I'm just like, no.
I enjoy that noise, and it's actually it's pretty apropos. It's like, yeah, okay, that is a very appropriate noise for this situation.
Yeah. Don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Understood.
So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there hasn't been nearly enough scuttlebutt about this, and I don't know enough people involved in the NSL Vancouver scene to really like go, what do you know? What's happening over there? Again, like I just want to like maybe like I'm trying to think if I know anybody well enough in the Crow Collective to be like, anything you guys want to talk about? Just curious. It's all right. But yeah, it seems less than optimal to have, you know, maybe it was always supposed to be just you know, help get the team established thing. It's just whenever they do the bland, you know, we thank you and wish you well in your future endeavors, and there's no quote from the person. It's like, oh,
what the fuck happened?
Yeah. Now, in her LinkedIn page, still says President Vancouver Rise FC, so she hasn't updated it yet.
Who updates their LinkedIn? I've probably changed my job position 3 times since the last time I updated my LinkedIn. Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
So yeah, that's the news we're going to share out of Vancouver for right now. And when we know more, we will let you know. But yeah, that one still makes me just a tiny little bit nervous. Just a tiny little bit nervous. Let's see. Montreal released Jody Smith. I don't know why I put this in here, just because at the time I think it was the only major player movement I could find for Montreal. Yeah, she's just gonna move on. She's gonna explore her career opportunities elsewhere. So well, good luck, Jody.
It's not her. No, it's not the club. It's her. Me, it's you, whichever. Yeah. I need to explore myself.
Just explore some things. Yeah, you know, take some time.
Self-discovery.
You know,
yeah.
Exactly. Take a sabbatical. Retreat. Go to Europe. Yeah, backpack around.
Go to Thailand, Bhutan.
Yep.
Laos. Just find yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Come back centered.
Yeah.
Maybe vegetarian. It's fine.
Yeah. Probably some dreadlocks.
Oh, for sure, some dreads.
Always seems to happen.
This is my new boyfriend, the Spanish surfer with a ring in his nose, and never wears a shirt.
Yep.
Never wears a shirt.
Never, ever.
No. Fabric has never touched his upper torso.
No, he feels so constricting. This stereotype narrative is awesome. I just want to.
It is. And Jody, I hope you were doing anything but all of these things.
For real. I hope you're signing the biggest contract.
Yeah. Yeah. And then let's see. Halifax has just been, they're just moving and grooving. They've been signing players left, right, and center, it looks like, or re-signing in some cases. But they did, today they announced they snapped up Julia Benatti from Ottawa. She had a solid season as a midfielder for Ottawa last season. So help stabilize some things probably for Halifax. And then let's see. Yeah, they kept a couple of local players. So Annika Leslie, Saurola Miller, and a couple of extensions. They let go of a bunch of players early on that we talked about before the break. So it's nice that they're keeping some of their core. So that's good as that continues on. And then, like I said, this is a slow process. For Calgary again, not a lot of player stuff, but I thought this was noteworthy for the Wild, is that they have launched their own academy.
Okay.
Which I think is great. I love this. Yes, more development, please. So the Wild FC Academy. Kennedy Kirarash as the director. They're gonna have it's gonna yeah, it's gonna start next month. And it'll operate obviously out of wherever the Wild does their training and such, will be a pathway to both the Wild, but also up into higher level of Canadian women's soccer. So that's, again, I think that's great. They're going to have U18 and U23 reserve programs. And they've got affiliates, through the NCAA, U Sports, and so on. Looks like they've really set it up, at least initially, with all the, very good pathways, with a good foundation. So that's just exciting to see that they're looking this broadly and this far down the road already. So I love that. Congratulations. We're going to talk a little bit about the World Cup. Because of course we are, because that's a lot of what we're going to talk about for the next 6 months. Couple things. So World Cup tickets.
How's the Frosio's tickets going, Kristen?
It went as well as it could. So, as you know, the Voyageurs, along with, I'm assuming, the American Outlaws and whoever the national supporters group is for Mexico. I don't fucking know. Anyway, we got some tickets. We got some tickets from FIFA. After much, much, much backlash, we got a pittance of tickets from FIFA that sold Canadian dollars for $88, $60 US. After much chatting with Canada Soccer and amongst the leadership team, et cetera, on how to disperse these tickets among the Voyageurs membership, they did a draw, which was the only way, and it was not a weighted draw. It was if you are a paid member, and there was a couple other criteria, but if these boxes were ticked, your name went in. If you had said, I want tickets for this city or whatever, and some people foolishly didn't look at the cities and got tickets for the city they weren't
noobs
to be in. Oh yeah, that was fun. Absolute for a while
noobs.
Anyway, by and large, so I think it was like 900 tickets in total, something like that. I don't have the exact number, so do not quote me, do not come after me. There was one draw, We let everybody know. We sent out emails. We sent out invoices. If you decided that you could not make the game that you got a ticket for, or you did not pay your invoice, those tickets went back in and we did a redraw. And different people got opportunities for the remainder of the tickets. To my knowledge, we are not doing a third. All the tickets have been paid for and claimed. And so a number of Voyagers that did not necessarily have tickets or have access to games in both Vancouver and Toronto will now be attending at least one Canadian men's national team match at the 2026 World Cup. And for the vast majority of the response from Voyagers membership has been really positive, understanding how very, very difficult the whole situation was, and that we could just, anyway, the leadership were not involved. We took anybody involved in the V's board of directors, or who has been involved in the current iteration of the V's at a higher level, myself included, nobody had their names in the draws. And for the one or two people who were like, oh, you just gave tickets to your friends. No, we did not.
But you mean that guy who just signed up for a membership in October didn't get the tickets? Fixed.
It's totally fixed. Anyway, I appreciate the positive response, even from people who did not get tickets. It's been, again, for the most part, well done, everybody, on all fronts for handling this situation as best as it could be handled. And congratulations to everybody that got tickets. That's awesome. I'm super happy for you. I do know some of the people who got tickets. They're very excited. I'm delighted. And for those that didn't, I'm so sorry. I hope maybe you get an opportunity through another avenue. Still brings up the question of whether or not we think this World Cup is going to happen. I know it probably is, because the juggernaut that is the FIFA money machine is hard to stop.
FIFA lives America. If you're presuming, is it going to happen because of what's going on in America? FIFA lives that shit.
Well, that is a part of the question based on the whole, the visa ban issued by the U.S. today. Full list of World Cup qualifying nations swept up in the U.S. visa ban: Iran, Uzbekistan, Jordan, Algeria, Cape Verde, Egypt, Ghana, Morocco, Senegal, Cote d'Ivoire, Tunisia, Haiti, Brazil, Colombia, Uruguay. Plus, yes, teams who are still in playoffs: Bosnia, Albania, Kosovo, North Macedonia, the DRC, Jamaica, and Iraq.
I feel like there was a lot of South American teams you mentioned there, but Argentina's fine.
Argentina's fine, apparently.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, Argentina's okay. They say they like Messi. They love him. I don't know. Anyway, but that does raise some questions about how do the teams play if they can't get visas? There's lots of questions with everything that's going on in the world right now, and we're not going to dive into a fuck ton of politics, but just
I will safely guess that the majority of our listeners...
Exemptions will be made?
No. the majority of our listeners not only know, but also would... They get it. And they see the grossness that is what this is. So...
I mean, I'm sure all of those top countries mentioned there have some kind of diaspora of essentially American citizens that qualify from grandparents and that sort of thing. They could put together a team.
They could scrape together.
Yes, out of
This is
these
this
are
is this is
Americans
the
representing Cape Verde,
this is the
Americans representing Uzbekistan. They can all do
this is the Italian ice hockey team, Greek baseball
it.
team shit all over again. And
Yes.
which I'm not, for the record, I don't fault anybody who played for those teams, because how else are you gonna get to the Olympics? So I get it. But oh man, I would. I hope it falls apart. I hope the whole tournament falls apart. Or like there's these awkward gaps where like this World Cup will just have asterisks after asterisk after asterisk beside everything. And it's just gonna go down in like this is the most disgusting World Cup that was ever hosted. Which is saying a lot.
Yeah.
Because Russia and Qatar had it and Saudi Arabia's getting it. Like that's a special level of we can outdo this that's going on. So anyway, like, and I say this that I hope is not to anybody who got tickets on this. I'm not trying to yuck anyone's yum, and this isn't to, Schadenfreude. Like, I just, if I had tickets, I would still want this to go. I just,
Yeah.
it's fucking
No,
awful.
I've wanted to go to a World Cup for most of my life, and didn't I thought this would be my one and only chance probably, as over the last decade or so, watching the spectacle become the thing instead of the games. And like the prices go up and the obvious corruption, more than a decade really, in terms of the bidding process for the countries that get awarded the World Cup and so on and so forth. But yeah, for everyone who talked about, the sure, yeah, the dead slaves was what they were, like the slaves that were used in Qatar and whatever they're going to do in Saudi Arabia and the favelas that were bulldozed in Brazil. And because that was a big one, Brazil,
Yeah, I
how they
forgot
did
about that
that.
one.
Yeah, that one. But this, yeah, nothing about this World Cup has been good. Not really. Like there's been like some feel good stories in terms of countries that have gotten in, and part of that is because they expanded the field. But yeah, it's hard. It's hard to walk, to go back and forth, to being like excited, and I want to be supportive of the people that I know that are really excited. And again, I'm part of the national, team supporters group. I'm involved with that group, supporting but all both national teams, and so on that level, yes, like I will do everything I can to make this exciting and keep people informed and support my Voyager's family and stuff. But the other side of me is like, I want nothing to do with this, and yet, oh, I hate it. I hate it. I hate how ugly it feels. And that's part of a lot of stuff that we're dealing with right now outside of soccer, but
Yep.
this is such a fun show.
Let's just push through to the next thing. The next thing can't
Right.
be any less depressing. Get it?
We'll see. They did announce today, speaking of the World Cup, or the tune-up for the World Cup, is the men's national team will play Uzbekistan
Nice.
on June 1st in Edmonton. In Edmonton? In Edmonton.
Sure.
So like that's exciting. That'll be good.
It's like
A
Edmonton
good,
gets a World Cup game. Hooray.
exactly. Basically, yeah, that's their World Cup game, right? Good point.
Uzbekistan qualified, I presume at least their players will be allowed to come to Canada, if not into the States. So,
Ah, there we go. Good point.
maybe this is going to be the one big game
This
that
is going to be the
Uzbekistan
game.
actually
Yeah,
play.
this is the one you want tickets to. So there we go. So that's cool. And yes, there will be a Voyager section for that game. For people who have already been messaging us, we're working on it. We'll let you know when the tickets go on sale. It'll be okay. And I know a lot of people are going to go to that because, again, they can't get to a World Cup match, and absolutely do that. Related to the men's national team, former Canada coach of both national teams, John Herdman, has a new job. And Indonesia is now the new coach of the Indonesian men's national team after they missed out on the World Cup. So he has been taken, he's been hired to help put them back on the right path. It does not say whether or not drones were included in his contract.
I bet he's just buzzing though.
So yeah, congratulations, John. You got back into managing faster than I expected.
I hear that the national team, if not the country as a whole, that's still to be negotiated. But the team, at least, is being renamed Indronesia.
Not your best word.
Indronesia, come on.
Look, I've already filled out your part of the blurb. Besides, are you really topping the naming the Winnipeg NSL side? No.
Okay.
You're not.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But
all
like,
right.
an attempt was made.
I'll try to save things for next week.
you already got 5 stars on this one. Like, you don't have to, like, it's good. You're good. You're good, Duncan. I mean, you're great, but you're good, you know?
Yep. All right. Fine.
All right. Well, they're speaking of men's national team friendlies. They have one this week. That's right. Men's national team will be playing this Saturday in LA. Against Guatemala.
Just to ask a question, how is Guatemala allowed into the States to play against Canada?
It's a good question.
Are they not on that list of not allowed?
Also, I don't know, maybe the list hasn't gone. No, I don't think I think they were not on the list. Anyway, playing in LA at Zombie Chivas' stadium, if I remember correctly. And because this is a 10-day camp. There was a 20-day player roster revealed a week ago that has had many changes due to injuries, plus a player staying in Mexico. Is all North American players, because this is not an official window. European players are just staying with their teams. And this is good. This gives a chance to look at some of the younger players or some CANPL players that got called up, which is nice. And then some TFC players, including a late call up, Malik Henry, because Schaffelberg is injured. He plays in Europe anyway, but new defender Alfie Jones also hurt. So there's a bunch of hurt Canadian players right now, man. It's concerning, actually. This close to the World Cup, it's starting to get a little tense. But yeah, so Schaffelberg is out. There was some excitement around the fact that Marcelo Flores was announced for the camp, but is now not going to the camp. He is staying in Mexico and playing at Tigres, because suddenly he's playing well. And even though his coach is saying, it's important for him to play for the Canadian national team, he hasn't filed that one-time switch yet. He still has an opportunity to play for Mexico. So we'll see what happens there, people.
Yes. And Jesse Marsh thought that this game was shitty enough that it wouldn't even count and he could just come along anyway. But apparently it's not. Official enough that you can't do that. So I found that entertaining. We tried to make this just a complete nonsense. It's just a little something.
Yeah, no. This would have been officially official. And so, yeah,
I
no.
I feel like I saw the thing was, it has to be played behind closed doors to get to that.
Yeah, I was like, what?
So why not play it behind closed doors? Are you expecting a large crowd?
I know. Are there
a lot of Guatemalans in LA?
Guatemalan, yeah.
So maybe, but I...
I did get one person reach out to me on the V's Instagram wanting to know if there's going to be like a Voyager section for the match in LA. And I was like, no.
There is now. You go buy a ticket.
Yeah, basically,
you are the Voyager section. Hooray.
We did check. Are there going to be? I still don't think anything's happened. Anyway, so
stay tuned.
Go represent. Be proud. You know, that's great. Congratulations.
If you want to wear a Voyager's t-shirt, go nuts. You're the section.
Pretty much. The whole Flores thing is freaking hilarious. Theo Bear out with an ankle injury. Again, he wouldn't have been at this camp, but so he's out for like 2 months. Amazing. I am happy for Malik Henry though, like as the replacement call up for Schaffelberg. I'm not happy that Schaffelberg is injured, but anyway, so let's see where's the squad. Dun, 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 dun. So who do we have here? So Luca Gavron, another call up for him. Congratulations. Pantemis. Those are the two keepers, just the two, because it's one match, right? No big deal. Let's see, who do we have here? So with some Campiel representation, Noah Batna. And who else from Campiel actually got called? There was a couple other kids. Tiago Coimbra. There was someone else. Oh, Sholo Gimo from Y9. And then, there's a training player. Probably just going to play now, kid. But anyway, Marius Ayanero from Baby Zombie Shivas. They're barely zombies. Zombiettes? Zombimbos? Zombimbos.
We need to workshop this, but I see where you're going.
Yeah, thank you.
I've got something amazing, but
Duncan,
I can't
go
say
for it. You know what?
No,
you know
do it.
No, redemption.
No,
let's do it.
No, I can't.
We're not going to remember next episode.
I don't have anything. I was just doing a bit.
I do love the representation of ex TFC players is stunning though. So other than the actual TFC players, so Luca Gavron, Oso, Larea, and Malik Henry. No Corbianu, by the way. A little weird. But we've got, well, Schaffelberg until he was injured. Ralph Prizo, Jaquiel Marshall Ruddy, Jason Russell Rao. I thought there was one more where I was just going through the list going, Toronto. That might be it. Anyway, so Jaden Nelson. There we go. I was like, no, wait, there's one more. Let's see, Schwanier the lesser.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's now programmed in my brain. Joel Waterman, Kamal Miller, Zoran Basong. What else is here? Dun, dun, dun. Rayan Alumi. I don't actually recognize his name. Plays for the Whitecaps. All right. North American kids. Some of the younger kids, some of the more established players. Good chance again for evaluation. The thing with a couple of the injured players, but also especially the ridiculousness around Flores. What nonsense. Ugh. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So that match is Saturday night at 10 p.m. So stay up, watch some soccer. If you want. Ooh, speaking of North American tournaments, the She Believes Cup. Canada will be participating. Yes. We're super excited. Yay. So it'll be Canada, the US, Argentina, and Colombia. And that will be the first week of March. Canada plays, let's see, March 1st, March 4th, and March 7th. I don't know when the day is the final. Dun, 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 dun. Or is it just the three match? I don't remember how this thing works. Yeah, that's it. Everyone just plays. And then that's it. It's the stupidest tournament. I hate this tournament so much. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. It's so dumb. Anyway, so yeah. So the first week of March, looks like mostly late afternoon matches. So tough to probably watch in regular time, but it'll be on OneSoccer and Fubo and all of those good things. And the closer we get to it, the more we will chat about it. But just want to let you know, no used car salesman tournaments this year. I'm sad. And then a little bit of news about some Canadian keepers who did not get called to the camp because we already know they're going to the World Cup, so that's fine. Who have changed clubs. So the rumor that Max Crépeau was coming to Toronto turned out to not be true. Sad.
Was that ever really like an actual rumor beyond
I think it was a hopeful rumor. It was anyway, so he's gone to Orlando.
Ew.
I know. And then Sweet Dane St. Clair has gone to Miami.
Yeah,
that one makes me much more unhappy.
Oh.
So yeah, so they are now the Florida keepers.
To be fair, it's going to be really fucking handy the next time Canada has like a bunch of games in Florida.
That's true.
It's going to be very convenient for them both.
That is very true. That is very true. But yeah, it's so random. Like, I was just like, really, both of them? I guess. So congratulations. I'm really so unhappy that Dane is playing in Miami. I really am. I hate it. I like that young man so much, and he's playing in fucking team I hate for. No.
Yeah. I just hope that Crépeau is actually going to play for Orlando.
I think the intention is that he's their starter. That's
good.
They did a pretty decent media splash when they signed him. So, I did send him a little congratulations message on the Visa Instagram, and he seemed really excited and pumped for it. So, hopefully it goes well for him. I guess hopefully. No, it has to go well for Dane. But he's playing. Oh, I hate this. I hate it. I hate that he's playing for Miami. I'm going to struggle with this all season. God damn it.
And he has to hang out with Luis Suarez, and it's got to be exciting.
Yes.
You would hope.
Maybe David Beckham will be around. I don't know. That should be exciting. All right. Things that are coming up. Just going to highlight the TFC preseason schedule. They're going to Spain again this year.
Nice.
Second consecutive year, Marbella. Congratulations, guys.
Really worked very well last year.
Yes, it totally was exactly what they needed. Oh. So they will leave on Tuesday for Spain. They're currently here in Toronto hanging out at the BMOT G, doing some training and some bonding and stuff. And then, yeah, they're in Spain for like 3 weeks. And then they're back in Toronto for a week or just under a week. And then they're off to their home opener in Dallas. That is the exciting preseason schedule. I do not know about, they have not announced who they might play any preseason games against in Spain, whether it'll be, I don't know, BF Hakan might show up just for old time's sake.
Please,
Right.
the
I know.
rivalry resumes.
I wish. Man, like seriously, make old school TFC fans happy. Just find a way. Come on.
It's like when Peter fights the chicken on Family Guy. It just happens out of nowhere.
It is.
They have a
Oh.
brawl, and
It's a nice warm feeling though. Yeah.
somebody waves the fist, and we come back to it in like a year or two, and all of a sudden BK Hack can show up and do their dance,
Oh,
and it's the best.
delightful. Delightful, delightful. So yeah, as they announce more things, we will let you know, but that's their basic preseason schedule. These days, I think, as we know, they don't show a lot of preseason games. It's not like the old days when we got to watch them play in the fog on YouTube, which was fun. So silly. But who knows? Who knows? This is a new shiny era. It's a, post no Italian contracts hanging over them. Maybe they have money for some preseason broadcast shit now. I don't know. Not if they pay $18 million for Josh Sargent, though. And then Canada, as I mentioned, plays Guatemala on Saturday at 10 p.m. In LA. I believe, I think it's on Fubo? Question mark, question mark. Doesn't actually say on FontMob, and it usually does. The main question about this match, other than can this disparate group of players, many who have not played together, because some of these are quite new call-ups and from a lot of different places, or haven't played together in a while for all the ex-Toronto players, they can come together as one. But this is, can the men's national team get a little bit of revenge against Guatemala for last summer's Gold Cup ouster? Because that's what this match should be about. This should be about revenge. Fuck training.
True.
This is a revenge match featuring
Yeah.
almost none of the players that were in that match, but still. Canada's barely played Guatemala, right? So who knows what's going to happen in this game? Like, they've only played them like what, 3 or 4 times in the past. So this is still unknown territory. Again, the most recent match, Gold Cup, so it's not that far away. It was like 6 months ago. So at least they have some idea. But do they really? I don't know. I hope everyone has a good time.
The
No
friends
one
along the
gets
way.
hurt. Yep, friends
Yeah.
along the way. We are, I am going to ask you gentlemen for your score predictions for this match, though. I know it doesn't say so in the rundown, but you had to know it was coming.
Yeah, I mean,
It's just implied
when does
these
this
days.
never happen? Hell,
Exactly.
we've offered predictions when you said, nah, let's just skip it. Like, 2-1. Like, we
And
just
you're
all
like, excuse me, we have predictions prepared. Thank you very much.
honey, we have numbers. And we're gonna see. And when I said honey, I was thinking of you, Dunk. Sorry. I just want to make it clear this wasn't being sexist. A 3-0 to Canada. It's still Guatemala.
I'm with 2-1. 2-1 Guatemala is something that I have put a lot of thought into over the
For the last 30 seconds.
last couple of days or so. I've really gone back
Oh.
and forth on a lot of different things, and 2-1 to Guatemala.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. I like it.
Let's see. It was 1-1 in the Gold Cup before the penalties. Different teams. 2-2.
Holy shit, why am I the weird one here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fine.
I
I mean,
don't have
I'm
much.
sticking with it. It's just like,
Do. Oh no, absolutely. No, I like that we've all picked different results. This actually makes me feel very good. All the bases have been covered. Well done, boys. I like this. This is excellent.
hooray.
Good for us. All right. There are other things we could talk about. We're not going to this week because clearly we are still knocking the rust off, or at least I am. Duncan is already in mid-season form,
I
apparently.
Know.
So.
How does he do it?
It's so annoying.
You have a little bit of a break. You come back refreshed.
Is that how that's supposed to work? Damn
Ready
it.
To go.
Good it's impressive. Job, Duncan. Thank you for being the most prepared. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Anyways, Happy New Year. Welcome back, everyone. Time to ramp up the soccer machines for, you know, various leagues that are starting in the next couple months, or MLS, which starts in like just over a month, which is nonsense. Please join us next week when we talk about more of these things. Just less of it. We might talk about some kits next week, though. There is a strong possibility we're going to talk about some kits next week. We will recap the men's national team match versus Guatemala. We'll see if Duncan is indeed correct that this is all part of negotiations and that Josh Sargent will be a TFC player. We'll see if any other CanPL teams swap stars. Who knows? If anything in either Vancouver,
can I question this swap stars?
It wasn't a direct narrative. Swap. You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
That's why I was like confused with Halifax and Ottawa and Calgary. That this isn't a direct swap. And to be fair, this was, you know, the CPL website's headline who was talking about swapping and everything. It's not particularly you, Kristen, but. This narrative is
but I did fall under the sway of the headline, though, so that's my fault.
Rusty.
Yeah, truly, it's a sad sight.
Like a trombone.
We'll see if there's any other excitement out of either Vancouver team of the lower levels. We don't care about the Whitecaps. Although apparently Tristan Blackmon is not currently with the Whitecaps for preseason training because Miami wants him too. Fuck's sakes. Actually, I don't care. I don't care what happens to the Whitecaps. And whatever else is happening in the world of soccer that we feel like talking about next week. Probably, please notice it, probably a shorter show. But with that, we are going to say goodnight. I've been joined by these two delightful gentlemen, as always. Thank you so much. To be found out there on the Twitters at Duncan D. Fletcher, Mr. Duncan Fletcher.
Yeah, hello. Woo, podcasting.
Remember this, people. Remember that enthusiasm, because it's probably going to wane from here.
If he makes it to February, I'll be impressed.
Right. out on the tweet machine at KitNerdMark with a K, not a Q, Mr. Mark Hinckley.
Thank you to everybody who continues to support our podcast, either by listening or by Patreon. We appreciate it. I see the stats. I don't know who the hell was listening over the last like 4 weeks, but somebody was. And nice. If you're still around, you're a legend. Welcome.
Bots,
welcome
bots,
back.
Bots, 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 bots.
I know. Who can you imagine that there are people who are like, oh my God. I need to go back to 2016.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's my nonsense for so long? We're back. Sorry about that. I did add that Tom Jones song to the playlist. Go to the website.
Amazing.
You'll be able to see it. It should be on the left-hand side in a little Spotify box, and you'll take it right there.
Amazing and probably terrifying, but amazing more than anything. As for me, you could find me on the internet. Yes, the entire internet, KZ Knowles. I've been your host, Kristen Knowles. Until next week, Canada, get used to it.